four workouts a week can definitely be helping us kind of maintain or grow our muscle mass. One other thing that grows our muscle mass or contributes to us maintaining our muscle mass is vitamin C. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. That's right. That's what we call a segue, folks. Segue? Segue?
Segue.
Is that right? That's a, is it,
It's
or is
not
that
the
one of those little things
roly
you
thingy.
know? Oh,
I
okay.
mean, that is a segue, spelled
Okay.
differently.
Okay. So yes, we
The same.
Shannon found this very interesting study that talked about the benefits of vitamin C to maintaining muscle mass, skeletal muscle mass. Apparently, some background data that once you we reach middle age and basically 50 plus, we start our skeletal muscle mass starts to decline unless we take preventative methods to do so.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Last week, we dove into the importance of IVs and therapeutic IVs and basically nutrient, both vitamins and others. So we're going to keep that train and that theme rolling, and we're going to talk about the importance of probably, I would say, I don't know if I would call it the most well-known vitamin, but I think it's pretty popular. People know about it.
Probably, yeah,
You
it's
know,
probably
when
one
you
of the
ask
top
somebody,
five
right,
easily.
when you ask somebody what you should do to maybe help boost your immune system, they probably would say up your vitamin C intake. So we're going to actually talk about a recent study that talks about, discusses the importance of vitamin C to muscle mass. So
different use.
Exactly, right. So before we jump into those topics or that topic, we are going to say grazie. Grazie? Is that thank you?
Grazie.
Grazie. Yeah, I'm going to say grazie.
Grazie.
To all of those
Grazie.
listeners out there, like I said last week, hopefully you enjoyed the on-location episodes, but we see our download numbers are going up, especially the last couple months. They've gone up, 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 and we want to thank you guys for doing that, and just share the episode, share the podcast with a friend, leave a rating review, you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's got to be like the pandemic. I'm really, really rooting for podcasts just
Yeah.
in general right now. Like, I keep recommending them to people, even people who are like, podcasts?
Yeah, it comes up a lot. I mean, it's becoming very, very mainstream, I feel like. So, and obviously, we thank you guys, our hardcore listeners out there. We really thank you guys for sticking with us and
Indeed.
spreading the good word of Addicted to Fitness to a new audience member. So, training recap. How did we do this week?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. All right, so I did pretty good. I think I was on the Peloton at least twice this week. And then I did a steel mace workout and a kettlebell workout. So I had four good workouts this week. And it was much needed because I will say and willingly admit that I ate like a jerk this week. I felt like I was super, super kind of threw all my usually healthy eating habits out the window, specifically the last 3 days. So
Yeah,
I
the
needed really,
weekend.
I really needed, yeah, but it's still, you know, it's nutrition's been coming up a lot lately on this podcast. It's been coming up a lot with my clients. I'm doing food journal feedback for people now. So it's like, it's to. To go off the rails as I did the last couple of days, it makes me somewhat feel a little guilty. So I need to basically, you know, compensate it with a workout today, and just I know kind of the mantra we always have is just, you know, forgive yourself and then just get back on track. So
Yeah.
that's what I'm going to do tomorrow morning, and we're going to start the new week fresh. So yeah, it's got a steel mace workout in. And another kettlebell workout. And I did the same kettlebell workout that I did last week after, which I did it last week. I did it after the IV treatment we got. And I think I could say the IV treatment did give me a little bit more boost than doing it without
Ivy. So you like compared them?
Yes, I did.
Interesting.
Yep. So I had to. I did the same amount of time, kind of the same workout. It was a every minute on the minute workout with the same weights, but actually one of the exercises I had to go down in weight because I couldn't actually power through at the same weight I did the previous week. Interesting. So. Yeah, that was kind of my update, a little bit of a kind of a post kind of comparison to the therapeutic IV. So, but felt like a good week of workouts for me. Nutrition wasn't on point, but workouts were. Well, what about you?
At least you got a chunk of it, which is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I too will say that I feel pretty confident in my last sort of review of the IV. I do feel like it had an impact on how I felt and how my energy was kind of more stable throughout the day. I definitely felt like this week, I think because I had such a strong week when I had that IV, you know, I had like four mm-hmm. solid days. It was 4 days. I'm going to go out and say 4 days. Where my energy levels were just consistent from once I got going in the morning until like, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night. I was pretty consistent throughout the whole thing.
Right.
However, when it came off that, it was like quitting like sugar cold turkey or something. Like it was sort of a harsh wake up mm-hmm. for me because it was like, oh my gosh, like, now my energy's like roller coasting again, and I was falling asleep while reading Ella a book like in the middle of the day. He's just not stuff that I was like, oh man, it's like I can definitely see the difference. But regardless, I know we talked a couple weeks ago about how I was going to try to get up earlier in mm-hmm. the morning and do my workouts, and you suggested doing them at night, and I said, haha. I might have said something a little stronger than that, but mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been just doing the hard thing. Getting up early for me is not an easy thing. It's really hard. I don't even like talking to people until like I've had a shower. It's just, you know. But I did it, and I got on the Peloton a couple times. I did a couple of HIIT workouts, including one out on our porch, which was fantastic. Yeah, I just like it was good to feel like the consistency coming back. And I felt like waking up in the mornings for me, giving myself just that little bit more time in the mornings for me and not having to rush as much has been tremendous for my overall productivity, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my kind of week in a nutshell.
So I would say it was probably a substantial improvement from last week as far as how much training you got in.
It was actually the same.
It was the same?
Yep. Oh, 4 days.
4 days. What am I? Oh, I'm thinking, okay, I forgot because last week we did IV.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe the training, because we didn't really do a training re-quip last week. Right. We had the IV, so I'm thinking 2 weeks ago. Okay. 2 weeks so ago. There we go.
Yes.
So we got two back-to-back quality weeks. Excellent.
Yep.
I love it. All right. So, well, you know, I think what 4 workouts a week can definitely be helping us kind of maintain or grow our muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that grows our muscle mass or contributes to us maintaining our muscle mass is vitamin C. And that's what we're going to talk about right now.
Ba, ba, ba.
That's right. That's what we call a segue, folks. Segue? Segue?
Segue.
Is that right? That's a, is it, or is that the, one of those little things?
It's not the rolly thing.
No? Oh, okay.
I mean, that is a segue. It's spelled
okay.
differently.
Okay. So, yes, we Shannon found this very interesting study that talked about the benefits of vitamin C to maintaining muscle mass, skeletal muscle mass. Apparently, some background data that once we reach middle age and basically 50 plus, we start our skeletal muscle mass starts to decline. unless we take preventative methods to do so. And decline of muscle mass can lead to things. They specifically talk about sarcopenia. Is that how you would pronounce that?
Yeah.
I think that's a good way. Sarcopenia, which affects more than 50 million people over the age of 50 worldwide. This can, loss of muscle mass can contribute to things like type 2 diabetes, frailty, physical disability, loss of independence, and poor quality of life. So basically, you know, you lose your muscle mass, you lose, you know, essentially ability to really control your limbs with efficiency. You probably lose balance. You lose a lot of things. I mean, a lot of people. Yeah, people talk about, you know, people who are over 50. One of the biggest risks for them is falling, because when they fall, they have the risk of breaking bones. Because typically, older age comes with loss of bone density also.
Yep.
In addition to skeletal muscle mass. So they've basically been trying to study what some preventative methods to kind of circumvent the loss of muscle mass as we age. Obviously, a lot of studies have been looking at upping protein intake, but now this article actually talks about how one of the first, there's been basically kind of a pioneering study to talk about the benefits of vitamin C intake to maintain skeletal mass. So vitamin C, I think everybody, as we kind of alluded to in the beginning, really thinks of it as the important vitamin for kind of your immune system, mm-hmm. which it can be. But it's also really important for producing basically the energy your muscles use, called carnitine. That's probably not how you pronounce it.
Nope.
I'm putting way too many syllables in there.
I was like, where did you get that?
Carnitine. Carotene, and
is
then
that a...
it's an I.
It looks like carnitine.
Carnitine, how about that? Carnitine.
I mean, I could be wrong.
For some reason, I want to say creatine, even though I know that's not right. That's not what it says. Carnitine, and one thing we've talked about on this podcast, collagen.
Yeah.
Which is important for the structural components of muscle, but also for ligaments, joints. Really huge in your for skin health. And for hair health. So when you talk about,
true.
You know, kind of all the things we associate with older, you know, getting older, whether it be hair loss, whether it be wrinkled skin, whether it be arthritis in the joints or achy joints, collagen is one of those things that can basically is really
it's
important
a critical
to
part
all those
of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, it's interesting. I don't want to, you know, get too much of a tangent, but...
we've talked about it on previous podcasts.
Right. I recently saw a study somebody posted on, you know, Instagram about how much supplementation you can need to really see benefits in those areas. So how much collagen supplementation you need to see areas like... and to see benefits in areas for skin, hair, and joint health. So, but that's a little bit of a tangent.
Yeah.
But vitamin C... It in addition to kind of those things about the what would you call this? Carnitine and collagen. It also is an antioxidant, and that's probably it reduces free radicals, which is probably what that really alludes to boosting your immune system.
Yes.
So this study, basically, I think it said poll. They followed. It's a European study that followed over 13,000 men and women, and basically they had them fill out a week-long dietary journal, so a food journal, and then they also took their blood levels to see their basically the vitamin C in their blood, and they found basically everything was the results they found was that essentially everybody that had higher vitamin C both in their blood panel and in their dietary journals had more skeletal muscle. So it's something that's, you know, it's an initial study that still needs to be kind of confirmed with follow-up studies, but it's a really important thing to show the need for us to continue to get vitamin C in our diet, especially as we age. And vitamin C is in fruits, vegetables, and course, potatoes, vegetable, but they list potatoes in here also.
It's a starch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think vitamin C, I mean, they talk about it as an antioxidant, you know, like I feel like vitamin C's been lumped into and marketed really just as, you know, make sure you take it, get, you know, boost your immune system. So the fact that it plays a much bigger role, I feel like it's finally getting some credit.
Yeah.
You know, it's been one of the main ones that I think everybody's taken for keeping themselves healthy, but not like in the terms of like planning for longer life or whatnot, you know, like I don't think anything in terms of fitness was really ever discussed when I heard vitamin C. So that's why this particular article caught my attention, because I mean, I think that it's very common. I mean, women especially, like, they don't do as many on average, they don't do as much muscle exercises, work, stuff like that than men do. And I mean, once you start losing muscle mass, I mean, you're setting yourself up for higher injury risk. And this is something that should be factored in, you know, like finally, I think women are starting to see the positive benefits of weights and things like that in their life. And I think it's just super critical that we be aware of some of these things that are just as important down the road as they are right now.
Yeah. And this study, apparently, like I said, they had some previous studies that showed the benefits specifically to women, how vitamin C not only makes them have more muscle mass, but it also improves leg function, which means they were stronger. So yeah, I mean, they have functional strength within that muscle mass that they're gained. And just for a little kind of, I mean, this is a little bit more nuts and bolts, the numbers of it, they said they saw when they were tracked, the highest amount of vitamin C in their diet had the greatest, you know, as we already said, people who had the highest amount of vitamin C had the greatest amount of muscle mass. So it was a one-to-one relationship. Lowest amount of vitamin C had the least amount of muscle mass. That's what they found across the board of all groups, both men and women. But they found the biggest was that women in the highest category of vitamin C consumption had muscle mass 3% greater than those in the lowest category. Which is pretty significant, because they says most people are estimated to lose 0.5% to 1% of muscle mass every year after the age of 50.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, this is something, and I know they didn't break it down like what by how old everybody was. They might when in the kind of if you look deeper into that study, but I mean, 3%.
Quite a range. Yeah. It was like mid-40s to like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's, I think it's like 75.
Yeah, 70s. Yeah. So, I mean, it was a range of ages, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've seen the people who had the highest amount of vitamin C consumption had 3% greater muscle mass than the lower category. That was pretty substantial.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a small illustration of how important vitamin C can be to you know, gaining and maintaining muscle mass. So
yeah, absolutely.
Folks, they kind of had a little, their very first little, I guess, I don't know if this is the subheading. So the title of the article is One Vitamin is Essential for Muscle Mass Longevity - Study. It says, the subtitle is Popeye Was Onto Something. So yes, guys, eat your spinach. Trust me, that is definitely going to be beneficial. And I mean, I even saw a study this week about how, related how eating vegetables while you eat red meat actually reduced its negative effect as far as potential for causing cancer.
The meat.
The meat. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously there's a lot of studies out there, and probably some have definitely hold weight, where red meat can increase chances for cancer. Yeah. But they actually, there was a study that said if you eat vegetables with red meat, it actually reduces your chance of cancer.
Yep.
So it actually has almost a synergistic relationship, both the meat and the vegetables together, to reduce chances of cancer.
Well, so, it neutralizes some of the risk.
But it, even the study showed that it actually drove the risk down if you ate them together.
Yeah.
Not just neutralize it, but actually lessened your chances. So, like, yeah, I know what you, it. Yeah, I think we're probably saying the same thing, but yeah. It's like, it almost, like I said, it was almost, yeah, I don't know. It's like you have less likelihood of getting cancer if you eat vegetables and meat
almost
together.
Almost like our bodies were made for it.
Yeah, but in the, and that's the thing, too. Like, you're thinking you're combining vitamin C with protein. That's kind of like what this study is talking about right here, to in order to preserve muscle mass as you get older, vitamin C and protein building muscle, it's a win-win. It's about longevity, you know? And yeah, vitamin C reduces the free radicals, right? So it's like, mm-hmm. I mean, that's, I think, and we can go down the rabbit hole of the right diets, but we won't. But like I said, I think having a very variety is huge part of having a balanced diet is variety.
Yeah, but you know, also a lot in your produce.
Absolutely, yes. That's like I said. I mean, I think fruits, vegetables.
Well, I eat romaine lettuce.
No.
That's great. Like, you need to do more than that.
Right. I mean, I think variety within that. I think variety, and I agree, variety in all aspects. Yeah. Yes, exactly right. I think variety in all aspects. I think trying to limit yourself, and I mean, I know there's a lot of fad ones out there right now. I've, you know, the carnivore diet and all that stuff, and it might be great for some people, but I really, I'm a big believer that, you know, that go, I'm a, what is it? I have seafood. I see food and I eat it. That's what kind of.
Oh, yeah. You
know? So I don't discriminate food, you know. Like I said, Shannon, you know, makes some great vegan dishes that I love, and I just did a crock pot full of wild game this past weekend. So it's like.
Yeah, you're, I think, the only one eating that one.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think Ella would enjoy it. But, yeah, so I think this study is just another example of how you need to, I think, really broaden your horizons when it comes to nutrition, you know, especially because there's so many vitamins and nutrients out there that we need in order to, you know, increase our longevity and have a, you know, not only live long, but live long and have quality of life.
Yes.
Later in life. So yes. I think that's the kind of the main takeaway from this study.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. And I think it's really important that we understand how our food supports our lives and how we have to change as we age, mm-hmm. how we have to change the food that we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really, food is not, I am absolutely a person who has to enjoy their food, you know. It's there's some things I'm extraordinarily picky about, there's some things I'm not as picky about, but I really like to enjoy food. I love good food. But at the same time, whenever I start forgetting the basic fact that food is fuel, my body finds a way of reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like kind of how you were saying, like, you just felt like crap after eating 3 days of not great food. And you just felt like you needed to do something. It's like your body tells you in subtle ways and not so subtle ways when it needs you to wake up and realize, like, okay, I don't care. You've been feeding me crap.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give me good things. Like, you have a hankering for a particular food item that may surprise you, that's actually gasp healthy. Mm-hmm. You're craving for a salad or a smoothie or something like that. Go with it. It's your body's way of saying, feed me good foods. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I think any kind of education that arms us with knowledge is going to put us in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Which is what we try to deliver for you guys, as this stuff pops up.
Mm-hmm. So, also, in addition to the vitamin C study, what else we want to deliver is what's got us pumped.
Boop, boop, boop. Mm-hmm. Really need music here.
Yes. So, I will give you the option. Would you like to go first or second?
I will go second.
Okay. So, what's got me pumped is, I don't know if it's a little self-serving, but I would say in the last 7 days or so, you know, myself and the other trainer at our gym in Tampa Strength have received, I think, probably over almost 8 inquiries about, you know, potentially, you know, new clients wanting to come in and train. And basically both of us have signed up, you know, several of those inquiries. And it really just happened all in, you know, all in a span of less than 7 days, honestly. And it was so interesting to, I was like, what is the reason? You know, it's not like, you know, we're putting out ads or anything like that. And the only thing that I could think of is that, you know, people maybe are finally coming to the realization, or some people, not everybody, that, you know, they've got to really start taking more ownership of their health. You know, nobody's going to do it for them. Yeah. There is no magic pills. It's interesting. I don't want to relate this too much to COVID, but I know a lot of people are kind of banking on the vaccine, which, you know, I'm all about vaccines. We've talked about that before. I'm in full support of vaccines.
Scientifically proven.
But yes. So it's, I don't want to put all my eggs in the vaccine basket. That's my mentality. I think we should have a little personal ownership and take a little bit more, be more proactive about our own health and immune system than start relying on the vaccine. And I feel like a lot of people are maybe realizing that also, that mm-hmm. it could be a collaborative effort. You know, not only when the vaccine becomes available, regularly available, maybe we should work on our body and kind of trying to bulletproof our body through exercise and proper nutrition and vitamins and getting outside and things of that nature. Maybe we can do that, you know, in preparation for the vaccine. Because maybe I'm having a little bit more of an optimistic view. But I feel that's kind of the mantra, especially after talking to several of the new people. They kind of just got fed up of being kind of out of shape and lazy. You know, everybody yeah. kind of echoed the same thing that came in I saw in the last week or so. So it was something that's got me pumped, honestly. Yeah. Because I think that's something that's definitely what we need more of.
Yeah. Well, I think we were talking about it earlier. On that subject, we've all suffered in many different ways during the pandemic, but there's one thing that it's inspired, which is a mass reexamination of our lives and a huge reprioritization of what we feel is important and valuable to us. And I think that for anybody to say that their health is not a value or a priority, I mean, that's absolutely probably a group of people, but those are probably not the majority of people. I think a growing portion of the population realize just how important their health is and how much they want it to be a focus in their lives. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just like it's inspiring people to reexamine their homes that they live in and the ways that they live and do their lives. I think it's definitely something driving people insane. Mm-hmm. I need a personal trainer because I need like options and I need expertise. And this mm-hmm. is not easy. And this is not something you just walk into.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm super excited for you. I'm so happy to mm-hmm. hear that. I think it's a really encouraging sign too.
Yep.
We can see hope in that, you know, whatever lies ahead, we're learning something. People are growing through this. Mm-hmm. So, what's got me pumped? I'm going back to like real basics. I feel like you got kind of like deep, mm-hmm. but, I'm going back to real basics. I'm going back to an item. This is something I think we've talked about before in terms of just something we really like. But this past week, I sort of reconnected with my love of the kettlebell.
Oh, nice.
And we have, you brought home, you had like a 30-pound kettlebell here.
35.
Right? 35.
35. Don't undersell me. I'm huge.
It's just too much. I mean, it is. It's just too much. And it's just not easy to like hold for me. I have like a loss of strength in my right hand because of nerve damage. So having something that when you're sweaty, you might already drop. It's not something I want to do. Like swing it into a wall or something.
Totally dropped a kettlebell this week. So funny you said that.
I've done it before too, but it's not something I want to do when I work out at, 5:30 in the morning
Yeah.
and trying not to wake up our child and the rest of the house. But yeah, I did. You brought home a 20-pounder,
Yep.
and it is just a wonderful weight for a kettlebell. Maybe like if you've never used a kettlebell before, maybe like a 15-pound would be a really good starting weight. I think I started with a 15-pound way back. But yeah, like I did my kettlebell swings and like just some of my old favorites, and I was like, my gosh, I miss this thing. It's such a versatile weight, and it's just one. It's not even two. That's kind of why I think it's so awesome. Like you don't even need two of them. You just need one, and it's amazing. I did such a great workout. Muscles in my body that hadn't been sore for a while were sore, and it was just such a good feeling. So kettlebells, absolutely, like they are not overhyped. Kettlebells are. I know they were included when we talked about our ideal home gym. That was on our list. And my goodness, I am glad to at least have one. And for our own home purposes, I really hope to add more in the future.
Yeah, they're still a little hot. They're a hot commodity to
They're
come
still
by,
tricky to
but
get,
I
yeah.
think Rogue has been putting some out randomly because we've got some new ones at the gym. So we'll keep our eyes peeled. I'll keep my
Yeah,
eyes peeled. Maybe
maybe
you
we
too.
can get a couple back that used to be ours and then disappeared.
We have all ours back.
Do?
We do.
I only see two.
They just may not be in this house, but we have them. They
Exactly.
have we have them in our possession. Yeah.
Okay.
Guess where they are?
I don't even want you to say it. I
Okay.
don't want you to say the S word.
All right. So, that was a good one. That's a good one that got us pumped. I thought you were going to mention pumpkin this back at Trader Joe's, honestly.
Don't steal. It was gonna
Oh,
be a
sorry.
future one.
Oh,
We
my
haven't
bad.
used any,
My B.
but I will say, pumpkin is back at Trader Joe's. And when I say pumpkin, I mean everything pumpkin, but my favorite pumpkin thing ever is their puree. Don't go buy it. Don't go steal my pumpkin. Like, just give me a month and then you can go buy it. But I start stockpiling it. I've already started stockpiling it.
That's right.
We haven't even tried it yet.
She's a pumpkin pie hoarder or pumpkin pie
It's
puree hoarder.
something magical about their pumpkin puree.
Oh yeah. Delightful with Greek yogurt, trust me,
Tastes like
folks.
pumpkin pie.
All right. I think that's enough. I think we've given them enough information. I mean, we've spanned the spectrum from the importance of vitamin C to throwing
Isn't there vitamin
kettlebells.
C in pumpkins?
I'm sure.
Bring it back full circle.
Yep. To waiting on the COVID vaccine. Anywho, so we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We hope you enjoy every episode, and if you do, let us know by leaving a rating and review at the Apple Podcast app or Spotify or the Addicted to Fitness Podcast
Word.
Facebook page. You got anything else for them tonight?
Nope.
All right, this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @theATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.